So yesterday, history was made in Kansas City. Our 47th police chief, 25-year vet of the department, Stacey Graves, became the first female to hold the post. While many celebrated the move, others were critical about the process itself that led to the three finalists. Our good friend of the station, Pastor Darren Edwards, United Believers Community Church, also part of getting to the heart of the matter. Definitely a vocal opponent about the process, but nevertheless, you felt pleased with the outcome. How are you doing today, Pastor?
Julie, it's great to be with you again, my friend.
Always, always. Of course, you were part of the community input sessions where citizens came together to voice what we wanted in our next police chief. I filled out the survey after Rick Smith retired. And I, for one, I got to say, Pastor Edwards, as a taxpayer, you know, I went off not about the selection itself, but the process, because it does seem they did this nationwide search and bam, we were at three already. So many people felt left out. What do you say to that?
Well, I don't disagree with the community at all. I think the process needs to be reworked. We need to become more transparent with the process. I've already issued a request to the Board of Police Commissioners that we look at three things, not just the process, but also the pay, so that we can have more competitive. If we really want a national competition, we need a competitive salary so we can have a national competition. And then finally, looking at age. Do you have to be 60? You know, we had a great candidate that was 60 years in 1 month that was African-American and could not file a move forward because he was a month older than the requirement. And then finally, the years of service. And so in turn at the executive level, you know, Kari Thompson did not move forward because she needed 5 years and she had four and a half.
Yeah. You know, I was low-key. It ain't low-key. It ain't no secret. You know, I was rooting for my Sabah. That's my Sabah, Pastor. But, you know, we got to see. We end up in there. But I do want to go back to the issue of pay. Because from what I read, even Wichita pays higher than we do. You know, I already got a problem. I've been upfront about it. How come we don't have local control? That's a whole nother topic. But the issue of pay really determines what candidates we get.
Absolutely. I mean, you have Wichita that makes almost $45,000 more than the largest city in the state of Missouri, which is Kansas City. You know, we top out at $189,700. Some of the best candidates, Julie, didn't even consider Kansas City because they either looked at it as a lateral move or it was a step down. And so they wouldn't even put into the barrel their name to run for the chief of Kansas City. Would have been excellent candidates. But the salary is not right. So the process is geared always for an internal candidate in Kansas City until we get
Okay, there we go. There it is. But speaking of internal candidate, Stacey Graves, 25-year vet, there were some people who had the opinion because she came up during the tenure of our former chief, Rick Smith, and it was problematic. We're under DOJ investigation, racism, discriminatory practices. We've had our police shootings. What do you think, Pastor? Because from what I understand, and tell me if I'm wrong, you got to hear from our new police chief, Stacey Graves. What do you think in the aftermath of her trying to put together this brokenness that we have in our department with our city?
Well, let's take a step back. She was actually promoted by Daryl Forte, and people, we love Daryl Forte. And she got to move up through that. She moved through the ranks, you know, up under Rick Smith. But she is the polar opposite of Rick Smith. Trust me, I wouldn't be back in the position I'm in if she was anything even close to Rick Smith with all the drama I went through with Ricky. And so I need all the listeners to get this in the frame. Let's give the sister a chance. Somebody that moved from the record clerk division as a civilian to all the way to the top cop in Kansas City. I got to say, Julie, number one, it's a great day for women. When we just kind of strip it all the way down, I mean, look how the women are rolling in Kansas City. You know, your prosecutor, female, your fire chief, female, your police chief, female. I mean, it's a movement that's happening in Kansas City that's new to Kansas City. And so I think we got to embrace some of these changes. Let's give it a chance. And then, of course, we challenge what's not being changed. But let's give it a chance first.
Now, what would you say to community members who are still side-eyeing it? How can we make sure that we get to know the new police chief and also hold her accountable for what she says she wants to be an open book, open-faced communicator? What are steps to hold her accountable and make sure we're engaged?
I think Chief Graves put her own accountability out there, and she set the mark for how we hold her accountable. One, she said open book. Second thing she said, mess up, fess up. Okay, so I told her, when I shook her hand, I said, now you laid out a large accountability scale, and we're going to hold you to that. She said, you can hold me to it. So being someone, as her, that's been former internal affairs, I think we got somebody that we can hold her to the carpet, and somebody, Julie, who will come into the community, which we didn't have on the Rick Smith. You know, we had it on the Forte. Somebody who will come into our community, not just meeting at 12th and Locust, who will sit down at the table with us in a community session and say, hey, we got issues with you with boom, 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 boom. And we got somebody who's not going to shy away from us. That's what we have in Stacey Graves. And I'll stand with her with that one. If she can come into the community and take the heat and deal with the issues and listen to the concerns, hell, I mean, she's much better. I said hell as a preacher. But listen, she's much better. She's much better. She's much better than what we had in our city.
Pastor, you said, yeah, because... I'm going to cuss up in here.
Well, hell,
but
hell is
a place.
Hell is a Bible word.
Yes.
It's just a Bible.
Hell is biblical. Right. Well, you know, of course, you're always going to have discussions, and we will continue to see how the process goes. I just wanted to get with someone who would give us an honest assessment on moving forward. And like you said, giving someone a chance, ticked off about the actual process, and so glad we're going to make suggestions to do it better. But definitely want to see how we can get some change in this city, Pastor.
Well, that's what we're going to work on. And so, Kansas City, we love you. Thank you for the support. Thank you for being consenting voices and the dissenting voices that are out there. And I just believe, Julie, as long as you do what you're doing on the media side, and I'm doing what I'm doing from the clergy civic side, I just believe change is going to come, and it's happening, not at the speed we want it to, but listen, by the inches of cent, by the yard is hard. We're moving. We're just not moving fast enough yet.
All right, let's keep it moving. And the doors of the church are open. We are accepting your offerings at 11131. No. But, Pastor, we will definitely keep in touch. Look forward to getting the police chief on the air so she can speak directly to our community. Because, like you said, if you're bold enough to show up, let's do the doggone thing and see how we can make this place what it deserves to be.
Let's do it. I'm with it.